This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Texas passed a law in 2001 that increased penalties for those convicted of a hate crime. Since then, penalties for crimes against someone on the basis of race, gender, sexual orientation, and religion have been rolled into the law. But one protection has been absent in the law's 20-year lifespan: gender identity. KUT's Andrew Weber has more on efforts to pass a law and the effect it could have on transgender communities in Texas.
When Democratic State Representative Garnet Coleman first filed a bill to include protections for transgender Texans in the state's hate crimes law in 2007, he didn't expect much. And he didn't get much. The bill failed to get a hearing. So, next session, he filed again, and it went to committee.
Gender, sexual preference, or gender identity or expression.
That's as far as it got. Then he filed again in 2011, and a pattern began to emerge.
Pending business before the committee.
Again, it stalled out. He filed again in 2013. Here's some of the pushback it got in a committee hearing that session, when Republican State Representative Jeff Leach sparred with Megan Stabler of the Human Rights Commission over an issue that would come up years later: bathroom access.
I mean, can you understand how I might have an issue with that?
I have
might have an issue with that?
I have a 19-year-old daughter, too. But let me put it this way, what is stopping them from doing that today?
Coleman filed the bill again in 2015.
Leave House Bill 2059 pending.
It went nowhere again. He filed again in 2017. Nothing. The bill would allow prosecutors to increase penalties for those accused of targeting transgender people in Texas. Coleman says that's emblematic of a larger problem in the Texas Capitol.
Well, I think there's still a bias against people who are transgendered. There's still a bias against people who are gay, lesbian.
Chuck Smith recently stepped down as the head of Equality Texas, a group that advocates for LGBTQ Texans. He says while that legislative inactivity persists, transgender Texans face an outsized risk of violence.
Texas sadly leads the country in the number of transgender people who have been murdered, and a majority of those people have been transgender women of color. And it is an epidemic that, you know, does not seem to be abating.
In 2017, four trans people in Texas were killed, according to the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs.
You know, at the end of the day, it's very disappointing that this is an issue that the legislature seeks to want to avoid.
A thing that's come up for a number of clients is being targeted for violence, especially sexual violence.
Anemone Schlauterbeck is a clinical social worker at the Austin nonprofit Out Youth.
I work in the counseling department, so mostly I'm doing individual counseling, and then I run or co-facilitate our gender affirmation support group.
Schlauterbeck says more often than not, trans people face housing and employment discrimination. But in those drastic instances when trans people do report being victimized because of their identity, she says, not much comes of it.
So much of the violence is just kind of this like daily drip of violence. And so these big catastrophic events definitely harm people. But I think it's like the underlying pervasive atmosphere of violence that allows those to happen.
That, she says, has discouraged some of her clients from reporting to the police at all. But a new law wouldn't necessarily force police to take reports more seriously. Federal law already requires law enforcement to note whether victims might have been targeted on the basis of gender identity. Austin led the state in hate crimes, according to the latest data from the FBI, but only one case targeted someone on the basis of gender identity. Darla Gay with the Travis County District Attorney's Office says a new state law could theoretically give prosecutors more options to charge possible hate crimes. The problem, she says, is that intent is often hard to prove in court, and prosecutors already have a lot of leeway in increasing punishment for those who appear to have committed a hate crime. But Gay says changes in state law could encourage more trans people to come forward if they believe they're targets of a hate crime.
So it's the reporting aspect that could be improved, because they feel like they're being respected enough and heard enough that to pass a law to add them to the protected classes.
State Representative Garnet Coleman says he plans to file a bill again this session. He hopes it gets further than previous efforts.
So from the perspective of change takes time. Sometimes stars align and things happen.
But even if it does pass, Schlauterbeck says she'd rather see the state and lawmakers adopt a more inclusive attitude toward trans people.
I'm not sure locking more people up would actually make trans people safer.
She says efforts like last session's so-called bathroom bill, which would have restricted transgender bathroom use, send a bad message to trans youth because they often feel targeted from an early age when they're still, well, just being kids and forming their identities.
People are like, ooh, trans people, so scary. It's like, if you met our kids, they're just wonderful, weird teenagers. Like, I love them and they're brilliant. And also, not that different than any other teenagers.
Andrew Weber, KUT News.